For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting his solution to the contentious immigration issue. People must simply be stopped at the border and told they cannot come into the U.S. illegally, he tweeted. Congressman Luis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat, says the president is using a tragic situation to play to his supporters.
It's wrong to separate babies, to use cruel, inhumane policies in order to gin up your political base. And it seems like it's working.
Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona says this should not be a long-term campaign issue.
These are areas where we understand it's a complex issue, and just the kind of rhetoric about people being soft on the border or soft on crime, you know, that only goes so far.
Both lawmakers were on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld electoral districts drawn by Republicans in Texas that a lower court called racially discriminatory. The court also passed on North Carolina's GOP-drawn congressional boundaries. The high court sent back to lower courts the battle between a Washington state florist and a same-sex couple. It tossed out the state's ruling that says the florist violated discrimination and consumer protection laws. The justices will not take up the case of the teenager convicted of rape and murder, detailed on the Netflix series Making a Murderer. The EU has announced new tariffs against the U.S. in retaliation of tariffs imposed by President Trump. To avoid them, Harley-Davidson plans to shift production of EU-bound motorcycles to factories overseas. Republican Senator Bob Corker told CBS's Face the Nation Trump's tariffs are hurting the nation.
It has successfully united the world against us.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Democratic member of Congress is now saying that Trump administration officials should be harassed. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Mr. President, you need to be impeached.
But U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters did not stop there at a Sunday rally of people who were protesting Trump administration immigration policies, making this call to administration opponents.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd and you tell them they're not welcome.
Waters' call follows incidents recently when Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders were harassed at restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gasoline prices continue to decline across most states, with the national average down about 6 cents a gallon to right above 2.83. With more, here's John Clemens.
GasBuddy.com reports some states were enjoying a dramatic decrease in gasoline. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average, Indiana down 13 cents, Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.